Gear Hunter will endeavour to bring you the finest of everything.
As regular followers will know, we had the distinct pleasure of interviewing John Cooper Clark and Johnny Green. There was far too much gear for just one joint, so here's the rest.
Yeah.
You seem to have had loads of things like at once lately in kind of recognition terms, John, like your doctorate and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
But what I'd really like to know is, where were you when you found out that Chicken Town was going to be used on The Sopranos, and like
that's a good question. It was a done deal when I was told about it. You know, they must have gone to Sony or something who owned the rights to it and what have you. You know, it was on an album, so you know, they must have just gone over my head and gone to Sony. But I'm glad they did. You know, I mean, it's not like I would have said no. I mean, it was my favourite, you know, that was just my favourite, you know. After The Simpsons, I think The Sopranos is TV's finest hour, you know.
What does that smell? What kind of animal smokes marijuana at his own confirmation?
I don't know.
Enough with you, I don't know.
Because I was on tour when it first came out, The Sopranos, and everybody that knows me knows I love stuff to do with the mob, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I thought you'd be watching The Sopranos. I said, well, I'm working on it. And I heard it, so I thought, right, I'm going to get into it. So I bought the first box set, you know, first series. I thought, I'll ease myself into it. I watched 6 hours of it at a stretch, you know.
Because it just pulls you in, doesn't it?
Fantastic.
It's like, yeah, you get like...
Fantastic.
Absolutely, the mob like leads us beautifully to another thing that I've always wanted to ask you. Like, who's your tailor? Because you've got an absolutely top quality schmutter.
Thanks for saying that, you know, because you two look pretty good yourselves, you know.
That's very kind of you.
Lately, I'll tell you where I've been going lately, Topman.
No, really?
They're the only, off the rail, because they're the only, they do XS, so I'm a 32 chest, so, and right. To me, like, I don't really care too much about the colour, as long as it fits.
As long as it fits, right,
yeah. That's the main thing for me, you know. And it's always been a very difficult job for me to find clothes without having them made, you know.
Yeah.
Which is obviously, you know, very expensive. And because I work in suits, you know, I wear this sort of thing as well. So, you know, I wear it anyway, but I wear it on stage, you know. They get a bashing, so you can't be getting like a 1,000 quid suit and then sweating in it for what I mean? Johnny Ray did that. He started out, you know, Johnny Ray, the singer.
The Nabob of Soul.
The Nabob of Soul. He started out doing shows wearing, you know, Barathea suits and things like that, you know, and he soon realised, you know, that he was, you know, he couldn't afford to...
Did it seem a more natural thing to you?
I mean, he tells that story himself, where he kind of kicked the smack and he was like paper thin and walking through Manchester and someone shouted to him, say, "Oi, Clarky, get back on the smack, you fat bastard!"
I went through a leather jacket phase when I was using junk. It just became kind of too high maintenance. But for a long time when I was doing junk, I used to think, I want to look like anything other than a junkie, obviously, because it wasn't like it is now, you know what I mean? If somebody thought you were a junkie, the police would come round and put you in
prison. Half 5 in the morning. You know?
So you weren't so kind of free and easy about who knew.
No, I mean,
it was like a problem, and you between you and a few other people, and that you had to sort of contain it a bit. So I always took the trouble for a long time, you know, wearing clean shirt every day, you know, and all that, you know, and looking like a businessman. I did go through towards the end of that, you know, I went through a Ramones sort of, you know.
There's nothing wrong with a Ramones.
Oh, look,
I guess, though, you know what I mean?
I fucking love them. I play them every day of my life.
Gearhunter.co.uk.
Speaking of boxes, Johnny, when he did it on Radio 4, somebody was illustrating the importance of the apostrophe. You remember when that guy brought out shoots and leaves, and that apostrophe and that? And this guy says, no, and I'll tell you why. He says, there's a butcher's in Glasgow with these prize-winning sausages signed, painted on the brickwork. Remember how they used to do that? Things on the, and they painted these sausages on the brickwork and that. But it's been on there since 1948, so it's a bit like flaky now. And it's McTavish's pork sausages. and the apostrophe's been worn away. McTavish's pork sausages were the best.
Beautiful. CGH, Gateshead, County Durham. County Durham.